welcome everybody to our book club. We're going to go through Destined Terrain. So I don't know where you're tuning in from right now, somewhere across America, maybe even around the globe. And we're just so excited that we get to be together for another book club session. And again, we're going through Destined Terrain. And our recommended reading is the 15th year special anniversary edition. So we would encourage you to grab this edition, this book, and just go through this book that has completely transformed our life. Mm-hmm. Lindsay and I, our life has been completely transformed by this book because in it holds the beautiful truths of the new covenant, how to rightly divide the word of God. So if you've read the book before, let's read it again together. If you haven't read the book before, I believe you're going to be blessed as you dive into it for the first time. You can go visit us on the website and the different places that are available for you to check out the first session. Here's the second session, and I'm really excited to get into it. Pastor Darren and Deaconess Jessica, it's good to see you guys too.
It's good to be in the same room with everyone. And we'd love to hear all your comments on the chat as well, so we can check in with you all. So keep the chats active as we are going through the book club, all right?
Absolutely. It helps us to just see what's impacting you. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's God speaking to you while we're going through this book? Lindsay, are you excited to go through this book again?
I am so excited to be going through the book again. Every time I open it, I keep going back and rereading chapters and then kind of going back to my original book and what did I highlight then and just seeing the difference just in 15 years since it's been since we read it of what the Lord is speaking to me now and what he spoke to me then through this book. So it's been amazing.
It's been amazing. What are some things that you want to tell us before we get into this?
Yeah, so if you do not have this book, or if you want to bless somebody with it, you can click the link that's on the screen right now and we can send one to you. And also, if you have not watched the first recording yet, the first one that we did, pause us right now. We'll be right here waiting for you and go back and watch that first one first so you don't miss the first four chapters that we recapped. And also on the website, there are different resources that we have. There are questions for journaling or just different trigger questions that can help you dive into this book study even more.
It's incredible. Is there any comments from the first
book club
that we want to just to share with them, like what's impacted? Yeah.
So Bridget wrote after our first recording that we did, just watched for the sixth time.
Wow.
Six times, Bridget.
Just one more to go.
One more to go.
We got to get a seven, Bridget.
I'm sure she's gotten it since she wrote that.
She probably has, yeah.
Just started reading Destined Terrain again, but I cannot say how many times, because as soon as I finished, I start reading it all over again. It keeps me grounded. It's a daily reminder of who I am in Christ Jesus. So many wrong beliefs from hearing a mixture for not rightly dividing the word. Mm. Thanks so much to Pastor Darren, Pastor Josh, Lindsay, Deaconess Jessica, and the team GRCO for making this possible. And thank you to Pastor Prince for following the Holy Spirit for doing what the Lord asked him to do in writing Destined Terrain. May more and more lives be transformed from the inside out. So excited for the next one.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Bridget, for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Bridget, for sharing that with us. And we'd love to continue to hear from people. I mean, how is this impacting you from session one? Here we are at session two. I don't know how many times we've read the book. I'm not too sure. Lost count. And I'm happy that I lost count because as I lose count and continue to dive into this book, the Lord teaches us to number our days, gain a heart of wisdom, and enjoy a relationship with him that he paid to give us through the finished work of Jesus at the cross. And that's why we're reading this book is because it's Jesus-centered. We're so thankful that the Lord raised up Pastor Prince to be able to breathe something fresh on the word of God and rightly divide it and come up with this book, Destined Terrain, so that we can really enjoy the relationship that the Lord purposed for us to enjoy. Yep. That was really in his heart, what he really wanted us to walk in. And that's why this is so important. So we're going to be going through chapters 5-9 in this session, in this book club recording that we're doing right now. And it's going to be special because we're going to talk about some topics that I really believe are very important. And some of the main topics is, sometimes as believers, we have this, for some reason, we'll talk about what those reasons could be, fear of punishment when it comes to our relationship with God. We think that God sometimes is just, maybe he's angry with us on any particular day because of some action or behavior or thought that we had, or maybe we didn't do something that we think he wanted us to do. And we have this fear of judgment and punishment. Is that supposed to be? Is it supposed to be like that under the new covenant? We're going to talk about all these different things. We're going to talk about, you know, having a good opinion of God, and what that looks like. Talk about what is it to have faith imparted? What does it look like to have faith imparted to you? What adds value to your faith? We're going to talk about these different things and the forgiveness of sins. And I think it's going to bless and impact every person, because when you believe right about these topics, it changes everything about your relationship with God and others.
Amen. Should we pray? Should we, just before we jump in further?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Pray. Let's pray in the spirit for a moment. Lord Jesus, we just welcome you to our little book club. You know, thank you for your sweet presence. And Lord, we thank you, even as we dive into this special book that Pastor Prince has written, Destined to Reign. Lord, just thank you, Lord, whether we are familiar with this book or not familiar with this book, Lord, we just pray, Lord, and lean into the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us receive today, you know, wherever we're tuning in from, let us receive today afresh. Open our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, and the ears of our hearts to just draw and receive. And Lord, all we desire is to see more of you, more of your love for us, more for your love for every single person, every family that is represented here. Lord, I think you know very intimately and personally every situation and challenge that they are faced with in this season. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even as we gather around and just, you know, in this fellowship of faith, in this fellowship of believers, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you just bring about a shalom, calmness and peace into their situation. The more we talk about Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that the love of Jesus will so permeate from the screens that we are in into their very hearts, Lord. Send them, even now, your breakthrough, your salvation into their very situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I love that we get to involve the Lord in this book club. That's what it's all about, is involving him, bringing him into this, and he's going to highlight the things that are on his heart for all of you. Deaconess Jess, we would love to hear even from you as we went through these chapters 5 through 9. What would be some of the things that are on your heart that you would want to talk about after reading chapters 5 through 9?
Thank you so much, Pastor Josh. And yes, thank you for that beautiful prayer, Pastor Darren. You know how nervous sometimes we can get, but that just put the peace of our Lord Jesus, you know, to guard our heart. And I'm so thankful that we get to do this book club. And it's an amazing time, because in preparing, right, for the sessions to share, as everyone has shared how they are so thankful for the Singapore team, but I think we are the ones that have been so blessed that in what the Lord wants to love, how he wants to love on every one of you, he's used us as the vessels. And I've had to go back and read this book, which I'm not sure if I might be doing in the natural, but because of this, you know, work that I get to read it all over again, the 15th anniversary edition. It's just such a blessing with all the QR codes and the prayers and the reflections. So we'll start with chapter 9 and then finish off with earlier chapters. But it's one of my favorite topics, and it is about the waterfall of forgiveness. And I love how Pastor Prince in this book, right, in chapter 9, he just reveals a beautiful truth that is so powerful, that the word, right, in 1 John 1:7, that says that the blood of Christ, Jesus, his son, has cleansed us of all our sins. That the word cleanse is, in the Greek, denotes a present, a continuous action of cleansing. We know that the blood that Jesus shed at the cross is once, and that once and for all, we are forgiven, right? But it is also a continuous act of cleansing that the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, has for us. And when we put ourselves and see ourselves in this waterfall of forgiveness, it is just simply amazing, because it is a picture that we can see by faith, right? And I'm a pretty visual person. I like to see things in words and see it in pictures. And it gives me such a wonderful faith picture to behold, especially when, you know, we fail and we need to cling on to something, right? A hope that never fails. And so this waterfall of forgiveness, I'm not sure how many of us here have actually been under a waterfall, a real cold, icy waterfall. But I've had the opportunity of doing that in Indonesia, where there is a beautiful place with like 7 waterfalls. And that's one of the reasons why I went. And, you know, the instructors there encouraged us at 5 a.m. in the morning to go into and sit under the waterfall, all right? And it was such an exhilarating, refreshing, cleansing time. It was cold. But yet, after you sit there for like a few minutes, if you endure the cold, your body actually warms up. And it is a warmth that you don't get because of the temperature, but it's from within us. And we were told that it's a very good health activity. It strengthens our muscles. It builds us up. It gives us endurance, teaches us all that the body can go through. And I was just like thinking as I was just reading the book again, that, wow, if the natural can do that for our bodies, how much the spiritual waterfall of forgiveness that we all are sitting under, the complete forgiveness of our sins. And I know that we see a lot of posters that show, you know, a lady that is meditating and then there is this waterfall behind. And all of us say that, I wish I could be there, like I tried to be there, but we have the real stuff. Amen. We have the waterfall of forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who loved us so much. He went to the cross and endured the cross for us. So I just want to encourage everyone today, see the waterfall of forgiveness that you're always under and the precious blood of Jesus always cleansing us. There is a beautiful story that Pastor talks about in chapter 9. I exhort you to read it. It's about a little boy with this precious stone and how it's always shining. And, you know, yet he wants to hide it because it's so precious. But each time he takes it out, he has to clean away the mud, right? And, it, you know, Pastor talks about how this is like a comparison, a picture of the old covenant where the blood of bulls and goats can only atone for our sins once a year. And you have to keep cleaning. You have to keep coming and shedding that blood. But the blood of Jesus Christ in the new covenant avails forever through that one time finished perfect work at the cross. And I love it because it just reminds us of how complete and perfect the work of Jesus is. And why is it so important for us to just know that our sins are forgiven? All our sins are forgiven, and that we want to always see this waterfall of forgiveness in our lives. Because 1 Peter 2:24 brings the beautiful truth of God's forgiveness, right? And healing by his stripes, we are healed. That who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. I love this verse. You know, it reminds me that, you know, we need to believe that all our sins are forgiven us and we are healed in that cross, in that one act, we are also completely, totally healed. And in the book, there is also a QR code that you can scan and listen to a wonderful testimony of how a lady was delivered for healed from rheumatoid arthritis. I've prayed for a few people recently with rheumatoid arthritis. And I just want to just very quickly say and release this prayer that if you are going through a condition like that, or if you are sick and you're unwell and you feel alone, just know that the Lord is with you. He has forgiven us of all our sins. And right now, receive, simply receive this healing into every joint in your body. You are well, you are healed in Jesus' name. It is so, so amazing that this forgiveness of sins, the knowledge, the consciousness of it, is the very power that will destroy every sin, every sickness, every destructive habit, and allow us to live this victorious life that Jesus came to give us. You know, I just celebrated my birthday last month, and not long ago even, but even recently, right? Like I did share at our last book club when I lost my cool over a jar of dip. But, you know, as I thought through that, the promise of Asher, as your days are, so shall your strength be, came to mine. And I felt so loved by our Abba Father, because I saw that the more our days are, the more we may be recollecting all the failures, right? But the strength that the Lord has given us, as our days are, we will be stronger in the belief and in receiving this wonderful truth of the finished work, that all our sins are forgiven us and we are the righteousness of God in Christ. It is such a wonderful truth of this gospel of grace. And continue to live life,
amen,
sitting under the waterfall of his forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Awesome.
Amen. Whoa.
Jess.
Woo.
I loved that. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't even want to share now.
You don't want to share. Jeez, doesn't that get you all amped up, though?
That was unbelievable, Jess. And just that reminder of how powerful the cross is and how the cross has made a difference. And I feel like when I was going through, chapter 5 stood out to me, and I'm going to read out the title of it, and you're going to be like, wait, what? Why that one? But it is God judging America? It's a heavy one. It's a heavy title to start with. But I just love how Jess brought out the difference that the cross makes, and reminding yourself of the power that the cross makes, the difference that it makes. Because this chapter starts off talking about 9/11. And the tragedy that happened on 9/11, and that a lot of believers were saying that, I don't know about a lot, but believers were saying that it was God judging America, and referencing back into the Old Testament when God would rain down judgment on different people, and saying, this is God, that's what he's doing right now. He's judging America. But Pastor Prince goes on to talk about the importance of rightly dividing the word.
Yep.
And that there are people that were walking around like the cross made no difference, and not knowing the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant after the cross. And I love on page 60, how he says he wants us to be able to distinguish what occurred before the cross from what occurred after the cross, and to understand the difference the cross made. Many believers today are still living as if the cross did not make any difference. And then it goes on to say, Jesus wants you to have full assurance in your heart today that he did not come to condemn or destroy you. He came to save you. And that is just so powerful and so comforting, and something that I feel we need to remind ourselves daily, is that he loves us, that he didn't send his son to have relationship with us so he can continue to punish us when things go wrong. He came because he loves us, and he wants to have that relationship with us, that he is our father and that he just loves us so much. Just this gospel of grace that we have, this new covenant gospel of grace, it makes all the difference that when we do mess up and we do get things wrong, that we don't have to run from the father because we're scared that we're gonna get punished, but that we can run towards him because he loves us so much. And it's just what Jess was sharing, that the power that cross made, that difference, that when we mess up, we can run to the Father. I know someone I heard put it this way once, that when we mess up, that you could say, oh no, I messed up, I can't tell my dad. But after the new covenant and the cross, it's, oh no, I messed up, I have to run to my dad, because he loves us so much, and just he wants all the best for us. And we don't have to live life scared that when we do fail and we do mess up, that it's it for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really good. And I think that when Pastor Prince is talking about, also in chapter 5 there too, is one of the greatest things, is he brings out what people breeze over very quickly mm-hmm. about that story, which is actually when the Lord came and told Abraham, who Abraham was called actually a friend of God. Yeah. And actually, he had a covenant with God that was even before the law was instituted. Pastor Prince brings all this out mm-hmm. in Destined Terrain. And he says he had such a relationship with God that Abraham had a nephew named Lot who was living in a place where all sorts of things were going on that were not good.
Yeah.
But the Lord moved so much so on Abraham's behalf mm-hmm. for one righteous man named Lot and yeah. his family. And if he experienced that in the Old Testament before Jesus died on the cross, we're supposed to expect something less. And so this is what Pastor Prince brings out in this book, in this chapter. And when we're talking about, you know, a big conversation like America and stuff, I think a lot of us aren't even really thinking about that. A lot of times we're thinking about, is God just mad at me?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what yeah. you're talking about right now is like, hey, listen, like we're talking about a lot of times we walk around with this idea, this judgment mentality, completely dismissing the fact that when Jesus came, it was a full expression of God's original intention and his heart, which was actually for man to never walk around with that sort of mentality in their mm-hmm. relationship with God. And Jesus came to exhaust the fiery judgment of God against all sin yeah. so that we would have boldness in the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. And then yeah. it goes on to say in scripture, and Pastor Prince brings all this out, as he is mm-hmm. in that very context of judgment, as he is, who? As who is? As Jesus yes. is, mm-hmm. so are we in this world. How has that changed your relationship with God when we're talking about this judgment mentality thing? And when we consider the cross, what Pastor Prince brings out, how does that change your relationship with God?
Yeah, it just gives you such an ease and such a comfort to know that we are forever loved, because when he sees us, he doesn't see us and our mess ups and everything. He sees his son who he loves so much. And I love also how it says in page 62 of that chapter that when things do go wrong and there are things around us, circumstances that happen, it says we may not have all the answers, but we can have full assurance that the negative circumstances that we may sometimes experience are not works of God. Neither are they punishment for our sins.
Yep.
When we have this confidence that God is for us, not against us, we can believe for restoration, for breakthroughs, and good things to happen Amen. To us. So it's just something that I hold dear to my heart, that when mm. things happen, and I even hear of people that have lost children, and Pastor Prince even talks about that in this chapter,
yeah.
that people can say like, oh, well, what happened? What, you know, what did you do? Or what do you have? Is there, or do yeah. you have unforgiveness? Do you have this? Do you have that? And how heartbreaking that is just for me personally to hear that people are walking through that believing that these terrible things are happening because God is mad at them. That's not the case. There is an enemy, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's not our God. He loves us, and he wants nothing more for us to succeed and to have many beautiful days of heaven here on this earth.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I were to just think about too, as you're talking and as you're sharing, is like, unfortunately, why is this something that, you know, maybe we won't say many believers, but I do believe a good amount of believers, you know, growing up in church, being exposed to all different types of teachings. I think everyone's trying to do their best, but I also don't want to just say everyone's trying to do their best and whatever anyone says, I'm just going to. And Pastor Prince uses this exact phrase, which I like. I'm not going to believe everything and take everything hook, line, sinker, fisherman in his boots just because someone has good intentions or because they sound good
yeah.
or they're dynamic when they're presenting information or their view of who God is. I got to go back to the Word of God. And that's why this book is so important
yeah.
is because this book helps you to understand how to rightly divide the Word of God.
Yes.
And it would be a tragedy for us to walk around as believers in Jesus in such a way where we're actually acting like the cross didn't make a difference
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the cross made all the difference in our relationship with God and was the fullest expression of God's heart for us and what he wanted for us all along mm-hmm. until mankind, unfortunately, requested for their relationship with God. If you could read about it back in the Old Testament where they said, hey, everything the Lord commands us to do, we can do it. That's actually what we would say if left to ourselves.
Yeah.
And Jesus came to say, hey, you cannot do everything that God's requested. I'm coming to fulfill all of it on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I can take your place and you're going to take my place. Mm. You're going to be clothed with righteousness and I'm going to be clothed with and imputed all sin and the penalty of it so that you can live freely and lightly in your relationship with Daddy God. Yeah. What a beautiful thing. Amen. I wanted to talk real quickly about something that's, you know, stood out to me. And we're talking about right believing, right? That's what we're talking about, right believing. How does that happen? Right believing is contingent upon your ability to rightly divide the word of God. Yeah. And I really feel like the way that we can believe right is when we are exposed to teaching that is correct and accurate and in alignment with the new covenant. And unfortunately, I think today, you know, there's reasons why people have all these different beliefs about God. And maybe it could be, I'll just pose this for a couple different reasons. It's their experience and their trauma and their pain and what they go through, human experience. But also not just that, wrong teaching. Yeah. And I think that, you know, unfortunately there is wrong teaching when it comes to who God is, what his plan is for your life, and what you should expect from him when you walk around your everyday practical, you know, daily life. And we got to get back to the word of God. We got to look at it. We got to see what the Lord actually wants us to catch. And we can do that by actually looking at the gospel that Paul preached.
Yeah.
And why do I say the gospel that Paul preached? Because Pastor Prince emphasizes that Paul was raised up as the apostle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, which most believers would fall into that category. Paul, being a Jew, was raised up to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, as was some of the other apostles raised up, like Peter, for instance, to preach the gospel to the Jews. And so Paul received the gospel, he said, by revelation from Christ, and not just from Christ, but the risen Christ, the glorified Christ, the glorified Jesus Christ. And it would be really good for us, because Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, to lean into what he was preaching, what the impact was that he had when he preached. Because it says in scripture, and Pastor Prince brings this out in these chapters, that when the word of grace goes forth, what follows is miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen.
If it's a miracle that you need, maybe you're listening right now, hey, I need a miracle. Guess what? You're in good company, because I believe right now the word of God's grace is going out loudly, very strong, very fast, and in a deep way, personal way, right into your home. And I believe it's a miracle you need. Like, all we need to do is dive deeper into God's unmerited favor found in the person of Jesus and his unconditional love for you. And Paul preached this gospel radically, and there were absolute results that came as, you know, he preached this gospel the way that he did. And I love in chapter 7 where Pastor Prince, you know, talks about, hey, there was this guy in Lystra and he couldn't walk, and he had a problem with his legs. He couldn't walk. He didn't have the ability to walk. And Paul was preaching, and Pastor Prince brings this point out. Somewhere along the way in Paul's preaching, Paul observed that he had faith to actually stand up, and he recognized it, and he said, stand to your feet and walk. And the man was able to stand up and walk, and Pastor Prince was very intrigued by this. You know, this is an important thing. I think we need to talk about this. Pastor Prince was intrigued by reading that story in God's word in the book of Acts as Paul was preaching. You know what he did? He went back to the Lord and said, Lord, why did that man have faith while Paul was preaching? Would you show me why he had faith while Paul was preaching? And Pastor Prince said that the Lord directed him to the previous chapter, chapter 13. And he actually shares a little bit about what he was talking about in that chapter that gives him a really good idea of how that man had faith. Because we're talking about right now, what imparts faith? What imparts right believing? And this is what he says, Pastor Prince says he was directed to, Acts 13, where Paul was preaching in the chapter prior to that man standing up and walking. He says this, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. Amen. So Pastor Prince brings out that what imparts faith when it comes to healing, when it comes to restoration, when it comes to miracle, when it comes to breakthroughs, hearing about the reality of what Jesus did for you at the cross, and that all of your sins are completely forgiven. We were just talking about this when Deaconess Jess was sharing, you were sharing, is like we walk around with sin consciousness and judgment mentality. And how could we possibly, if something comes against us, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a disease, whether it's a financial lack, whether it's a challenging relationship, it would be really hard to believe that that's going to change as we're praying to the Lord and we're trying to muster up faith. A lot of us have done this. If we're not even settled on having our sins forgiven, if we're not settled on having our sins forgiven and we don't even know that we're right with God, how could we possibly believe that he actually wants to take away the sickness and disease? And matter of fact, he did take it away at the cross. And all we got to do is take it, because the nature of faith is taking. Amen. The nature of grace is giving. Amen. Pastor Prince says, faith takes what grace gives. Amen. And so I really believe that we don't need to muster up faith. We don't need to work ourselves into some sort of a tantrum of faith and say, now I feel like I'm at that level. The barometer has hit super faith. I'm ready to be healed now. No, as we expose ourselves to more and more of this preaching of the gospel of grace, the goodness of God, the forgiveness of all of our sins, faith will come effortlessly, and we're going to stand up and we're going to walk. We're going to see. We're going to experience healing. Miracle signs and wonders have to follow.
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.
I just want to encourage you all with, you know, as you read Destined to Reign again, and some of you are reading it multiple times, as you're meditating on this book and hearing all the amazing things that, you know, Pastor Josh has talked about, Lindsay just shared, and Deaconess Jessica just shared, I just want to give you this little homework and assignment for our time together. Is that all right? I want you to pair, you know, this, the reading of Destined to Reign, with a time of worship with the Lord. Because as we're talking about the forgiveness of the Lord and we're talking about the power of his love, I think something that's really unique with our Christian faith and new covenant relationship with the Lord is that we have times of intimacy through worship with the Lord, right? So if you have access to YouTube, I really want you to encourage you to go to New Creation Worship, and we've released just some new songs. And one particular song I want to call out for today, there are many great songs on that YouTube channel, all available completely free of charge. And this song is a new song from our worship team. It's called Whom Jesus Loves. And even as we are talking about Destined to Reign and the forgiveness of the Lord, I just want to read to you some of the lyrics from this song. And it really explains for me, like, what it means to live in this place of forgiveness, right? Because when we're not living in this place of forgiveness, we have this almost confident expectation of punishment.
Yeah.
That's the opposite, right? There's a confident expectation of punishment because we know that in and of ourselves, we deserve punishment. But when you step into the revelation, this new covenant of grace that Pastor Prince has been so gifted to bring around the world, I feel like it when I first begin to really understand what Pastor Prince is preaching, it turned my confident expectation of punishment, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's all kinds of like bad results at home, in my family, with my kids, when I'm driving, like instead of a confident expectation of punishment, It really turned into a confident expectation of blessing. Not because I deserve it, but because I begin to understand that when we talk about this power, this finished work from the Lord, it's he took on all my punishment. He took on all my disease. He took on all my sickness, all the bad that I deserve, it's upon our Lord Jesus. It's upon Him. So today, when I step into this, you know, belief of the covenant of grace, this covenant that we're all in, now today, even when I feel like I should be expecting punishment, I can turn my eyes to see the cross. I can turn my eyes to look at the promises of God's word and see that, hey, because of everything our Lord Jesus has accomplished on our behalf at the cross, I can today, through the finished work, have a confident expectation of blessings without guilt and apology. It's almost like giving ourselves the permission to be blessed by the Lord. That's the act of receiving, right? It's a struggle only to receive when we feel like we have to earn it and we have to fight for it and we have to deserve it. But when we're in a place of surrendering to the finished work, surrendering to His faithfulness, surrendering to the goodness and sure mercies and grace of our Lord, oh, I can just receive. I can say, Lord, I know I don't deserve this blessing. I know I don't deserve to have this feeling of expecting to be healed. But I can see that on the cross, You took my pain, You took my sickness, You took my disease. So today I can have a confident expectation of healing.
Amen.
And salvation in every area of my life. So coming back to the song I'm talking about, Whom Jesus Loves, you know, written by our New Creation Church worship team, available right now on YouTube. It says this: Your promises are today certain. You love me to the end. You're with me in the fire, but You won't leave me there. Your miracles unfolding and blessings undeserved, because I'm Your beloved, the child whom Jesus loves. I just want to encourage you to come to this throne room of grace, knowing that you are beloved, knowing that you have free access. You know, Josh talked about it just now, right? Like how Pastor Prince really teaches us to rightly divide the word. So when we study scripture today and we read a scripture like in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5, it says, My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. In times past, like this teaching that tells us that, like, you know, watch out, you know, the Lord will chasten you with sickness and disease. But when Pastor comes and with this revelation of grace, and he puts in us this confident expectation and clarity that the Lord does not punish us with sickness and disease. He does not. Even if you read that context for yourself, it starts with, My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. The language here, it's one of sonship. It's one of understanding the immense heart of a loving father. Is there times where we need to be corrected from our behaviors and our wrong believing, you know, when we become legalistic or we become self-centered rather than Jesus-centered? For sure, there is correction in the new covenant of grace, right? From a loving father to a son, right? It goes on to say, For what son is there whom a father doesn't chasten? So there is correction, but it's loving correction from the love of the Father, from the powerful word of God, but never, never with sickness and disease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which normal, sound, earthly father even would want to teach their children a lesson by inflicting upon them sickness and disease? No fathers like that. No true fathers like that. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
But yet, like, through the interpretation of scripture, not rightly dividing the word and understanding what is, you know, the word of God really saying, and understanding the heart of a father, right? all kinds of interpretation. When somebody falls sick, you'll be like, you know, that's the chastening of the Lord. Hey, in Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who, number one, forgives all your iniquities, all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the love of the Father.
Amen.
Do not forget his benefits. That's why it's so vital for us to lay hold of living in this place of we're forgiven. We're not looking forward to punishment. We have a confident expectation of healing, right? You're unwell today, you're tuning in today and you're feeling sick. It is not from God. God is not the author of your sickness and disease. You tune in today and you're feeling discouraged. You're feeling down. You're expecting punishment. It's not from God. The Father's heart is, I am looking to heal you. I am looking to bless you. I'm looking to pour my favor upon you. Because it says again in the song, your promises are certain. You love me to the end. I may go through times of fiery moments, challenges, situations, but the Lord will not leave you there. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness. He satisfies your mouth with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's our portion.
Yes.
Amen.
So under the new covenant, can we not touch a portion that does not belong to us? But let's not then be ashamed and apologetic to then lay hold of the portion that was purchased for us. Right, Josh and Lindsay and
yes,
Jessica? Right.
Yes,
it was
amen.
Purchased for us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All his benefits are purchased for us. Receive
that's
it.
Right.
Don't fight it. Don't try to earn it. Don't try to deserve it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive
right.
it. Receive it because it is yours and it is mine. Not because of our goodness, but because of his faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of his grace, because of his shalom, because of his power, we can walk in fullness of joy. So this is not
Amen.
A regular book with some words on a page. You know, we're doing this book club again, not because we want to sell more books. Hey, you can request this for free. Right? That's our desire. That's our desire for you to be ambassadors of the gospel of grace.
Amen.
Right? Request this resource for someone. Like, we are on a mission to tell the world the good news of the cross.
Amen.
That's what this ministry is about.
Amen.
That's what we are about. That's what you are about. So if you pay close attention to a recent sermon by Pastor Prince, right? It's called Own Your Calling and Your Portion. And Pastor Prince is saying that, yes, the Lord has called him to proclaim and preach the gospel of grace, but you have a calling.
Yeah.
You have a portion. It's not just Pastor Prince has a portion. It's not just Pastor Josh and Deaconess Jessica and Lindsay has a portion. Pastor, in that message, is saying that you, prophetically, you have a portion.
Amen.
You have a part to play in the gospel of grace.
Yes.
You whose eyes have been transformed and opened to see that you have free access to this throne room of grace.
Amen.
Right? We get to be ambassadors to request this resource, to share the many free sermons online, right? The many free sermons by Pastor Prince online. We get to be ambassadors. We have a part to play in this grace revolution. So I pray that whomever is watching this right now, that, you know, don't just see Pastor Prince as called, see yourself, understand his calling, but see yourself as called alongside with him.
Yes.
Like David is called, and alongside with him, His mighty men are called, and their callings are intertwined together to advance the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is not newsflash, ESPN, right? This is not a spectator sport. Right, Lindsay?
Right.
This is not a whole bunch of people watching a screen and going like, wow, Pastor Prince just scored another goal. That's another touchdown. Right? It's great. It's great to see amazing preaching by Pastor. But Pastor is saying in that sermon that this is not a spectator sport.
Yeah.
Get involved. Get engaged. Lay hold. Be an evangelist. Own your portion. Own your calling in the new covenant of grace. Amen, Josh.
Amen. 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 I was just thinking of that exact word. We're not spectators, we're participators. And you took it right out of my mouth and you brought in a Sports Center illustration, which was even better. That is so good. And I think, Pastor, the whole purpose, I mean, I would say, right, everyone, is like, in Pastor's heart, the reason why this book is in existence is to give you permission to own your calling, your first portion, the best one, which is to sit at Jesus's feet and to enjoy intimacy with him without any apologies. Mm-hmm. Because there will be some people say, hey, you think that you can just like worship the Lord and receive good things from him, and you know, you can just pray and he's gonna answer you and he's gonna, you know, give you the desires of your heart. And you say, yes, amen, I believe that. Exactly what you just said. That's what I believe. And I'm going to tell you why I believe that, because like Pastor brings out in this book, the main clause of the new covenant, and in the very portion at the end where it's quoted in Hebrews, quoting from the Old Testament, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and all their sins and lawless deeds, I will remember no more.
Amen.
I mean, if you need any more than that, I tell you, that's enough for me to enjoy moments of worship, to enjoy intimacy with the Lord without any apology, to go to the Word of God and to look for Jesus from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And in me looking for Jesus, in me discovering the beauty of his person as I'm just lifting up my hands with instrumental music in the background or an anointed song like Whom Jesus Amen. Loves.
Amen.
I tell you, I mean, I don't know about you. It's a breeding ground for gratitude Amen. And just an enjoyment of my closeness and nearness with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, can we just take some time to just pray together? I feel like as we own our portion in this calling, and I would like you all to just, who are tuning in, to extend your faith. And let's just believe for everyone that's just dealing with any form of sickness and disease to just believe, right, that, hey, this is not from the Lord, so we can believe wholeheartedly for total and complete healing and restoration. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Jessica, could you just pray and just begin to minister to people who are just like, you know, dealing with all kinds of sickness and disease, and impart to them this confidence that healing is their portion.
Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for each and every person here that you know by name and you call us by name. And Lord, for each and every person, and you will meet us at the level of our need. Father, we just thank you. We thank you more than anything, Lord, for sending your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus, to the cross. So that at the cross, Lord, Jesus has already taken our place. He has taken our sins, the punishment, and all that results from sin on his own body, Lord. Right now, we just ask you, Holy Spirit, to just shed abroad that love of the Father in our hearts, Lord. The love that made you send your Son to die in our place so that today we can stand in Jesus' place, in Christ, before you. And know that, Lord, you want us to be at rest. Lord, you just say, rest, my children, rest, my child, for you will not settle until the matter is finished. You will not rest until the matter is finished. So we can rest, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that, Lord, you've given us this perfect peace for whose mind is stayed on you. Even right now, Lord, we just want our minds, our hearts, our spirits to just be stayed on you, on your finished work, and thank you and worship and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who are sick, and not just sick, Lord, but yes, sick and alone, that they have to take this sickness, the pain and the suffering all by themselves because they are alone. Lord, we just impart, we just speak forth the word of your love, the Father's love into their hearts. That, Lord, they are not alone. But Lord Jesus, you will always be with us. You will never leave nor forsake us. And we thank you that because your presence is always with us, we thank you that your healing virtue, Lord, flows through our mortal bodies. That, Lord, you quicken these bodies that may be in such pain, Lord. The arthritis, the rheumatism, and that is causing the muscles to be so contorted and twisted, Lord. Just like you spoke the word, Lord Jesus, to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth. Lord, right now, you're saying the same. That as we rest in your love, Lord, we just need to do the things that we couldn't do. Just stretch whatever is tight, loosen it, move it, flex it. And the Lord is healing. The Lord is sending his love, his healing virtue, even right now. And just thank you, Lord, that because we know we are not alone, even though we may be, Lord, without anyone near us, but we're not alone because the Son of God, who loved us and gave his life for us, is always with us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this sweet love and your sweet presence and sweet fragrance, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. We just rest and allow you to come and calm our hearts, rest us, Lord, and consent to be loved, consent to be healed, all by your grace, unearned, unmerited favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much. Thank you for making it possible for us to believe this, because you went to the cross, you died for us, you were crushed, striped, pierced. They put long furrows in your back, Lord, not for yourself, but for us in our place, so that today our bodies can be whole, healed, completely, and even restored to 120%. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your love. Oh, Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive your healing. Just receive this divine health and wholeness. Lord, we don't want to live from healing to healing, Lord. We want your supernatural, divine, resurrection life.
Yes, Lord.
We receive it totally by your grace, resting in your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now. I just feel like there's some people that are just dealing with these little things, these little aches and pains, and just like the Bible talks about, these little foxes that try to spoil the vine. There's this illustration in scripture, it says there's these little foxes that try to spoil the vine, and the vine is in a vineyard, and a vineyard produces wine, and wine is a picture of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's a picture of celebration and life and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And I just feel like maybe there's some people that have these little foxes, these little pains, these little things that they've settled for and they've resigned to having for the rest of their life. Lord, I speak to those people right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that all digestive issues that have been ongoing, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, these little foxes will not spoil the vine. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I just speak that right now over your children. Daddy God, Abba, you love your kids. You love them so much. You do good because you are good. And I thank you right now. Healing is effortlessly breaking forth in the presence of the Lord right now as we enjoy this nearness to God, being brought near by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that they're enjoying freedom from acid reflux as well in Jesus' name, even right now, that keeps them up at night, heartburn in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that they're being relieved from it. They're gonna go to bed tonight and they're gonna say, I wasn't even troubled by it, wasn't even bothered by it. And I didn't even strive. I didn't try to muster up faith. It came by hearing about the goodness of God and enjoying his presence and touching Jesus. I just see people touching Jesus right now. In scripture, when anyone touched Jesus with an expectation, the result was healing and health and life freely flowing from Jesus to that person. And I see that right now as you're just making that connection in worship in this moment. The Lord's presence is here right now. And I thank you, Lord, that we're just worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We have a brand new spirit and we're worshiping you in you right now in the truth of who you are and what you've done, Lord. The finished work has worked and made a difference. And we just give you glory and we give you praise. And I thank you that people are rising up and they're calling right now in Jesus' name. Just like Pastor Darren had spoken, they're going from spectators to participators, Lord, amen, in this grace revolution that starts in the hearts of the children of God, mighty men and women of God that are right with God apart from their behavior. I speak that over people right now in Jesus' name. Be propelled into your destiny. Be propelled into your calling. Be propelled into your portion and approach it with boldness, knowing that the Lord is with you and that everything between you and him is right because of what Jesus has done. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I just thank you, Lord, for people who have been having feelings of restlessness, that they try to rest and they feel like they just can't, that they have thoughts that plague them of bitterness, of regret, of self-condemnation, Lord, that we know condemnation does not come from you, but sometimes we can condemn ourselves, Lord. So I just thank you that you are putting minds at rest.
Yes, Lord.
That crown of thorns was pushed onto your head so that we could have minds that are worry-free, that are carefree, Lord, that anxieties and fears are far from us, Lord. So I just thank you for everyone that has been kept up at night by these thoughts, by these tormenting thoughts, Lord, that you are giving them rest, that they are just saying over and over again as they try to sleep that I am the child whom Jesus loves, that I am the one whom you love, Lord, and that we would just picture those waterfalls of grace just flowing over us as we sleep, this cooling, refreshing waterfall, Lord, of just your love, your mercy, your kindness, that we are just so aware of your love and it would cause the sweetest sleep, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we just, you know, I just sense that the Lord just really wants to minister to just people tuning in who are just dealing with a deep sense of isolation, a deep sense of feeling just extreme loneliness. Like even though they're, you know, people around them, families around them, but deep inside, they just feel so isolated, alone, misunderstood, hurt, just from years and years of such affliction, feeling like just cut off from people really knowing them and understanding them. But I just thank you, Lord, that I know from the beginning of this book club to where we are right now, you've just been ministering to people that are just bound by this spirit of loneliness. Hmm. And in Jesus' name right now, by your power and your might and your authority, we break the evil power of the spirit of loneliness and isolation right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you fill their heart with your perfect love as only you can. Like a strong river, come rushing into their heart right now. Let their hearts be filled with your presence, your comfort, your love, the sense of understanding how they're feeling right now. And Lord, I thank you that from today onwards, they walk with a new lightness, a new freedom, a new sense of knowing that you are always with them. You never leave them, you never forsake them, but just, Lord, I know that it's not something that they will just understand from their mind, but they will experience tangibly in their lives from today onwards. That every time this spirit of loneliness tries to come back, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that they have now a power from within, a power of your presence from within, to not allow the spirit of loneliness and isolation to come back upon them. Set them free, Lord. Let them experience this joy and freedom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a time of ministry, everyone. Would love to see how you feel and what you're experiencing in the chat right now, because we believe that the Lord is touching people, and we'd love to see in the chat, you know, how has your belief grown and what are you feeling and what's the Lord doing? We'd love to see your response in the chat and just be so together in all of his goodness. You know, as you can see when we're going through this book, Destined to Reign, this isn't an academic study. It's a study that is in alignment with, I really believe, the call, right, Pastor Darren, of Pastor Prince's ministry, which is preaching Rhema right now, on time, God's emphasis, his heart for his kids type of words. And we did cover, you know, different things in chapters 5 through 9, but I believe it wasn't just going through it academically. It was also picking up on God's heart for all of you. And we pray that that translated well. And we believe that we're going to get many testimonies and people just commenting about how that was the exact thing, you know, right now at this time and this season of your life, and you need to hear this, and it made all the difference. And we just pray that those seeds reap a harvest, you know, for everybody that has joined us. And we love you so much, and we're just so thankful that we have this opportunity to do this. Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jessica, did you guys have fun?
Yeah, I loved it.
Be able to fellowship like this, right, across time and space. I mean, I think we all feel, even right now, just the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I feel like whatever we're dealing with this presence, everything can be overcome because he has overcome. So I feel like when we are in his presence, like, it's just so strengthening, it's restorative, it's healing. And, you know, I pray that we stay in this place together. And that's the beautiful thing about a faith-filled community centered around the person of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like we've enjoyed like a Road to Emmaus experience, those warm baths, waterfalls, Deaconess Jess. And we also recognize in that story, it culminated to an experience with the Lord. It wasn't just going through the book Jesus was expounding, but he also was leading them to an experience. And I just believe we had a hands-on experience. So I speak that hands-on experience over all of you. And thank you guys so much for joining us for the second episode. Can I get some excitement in the chat? The second episode of our book club, going through Destined to Reign again, the 15-year special anniversary edition. I want to encourage you that if this has blessed you, it is way too good then for you to keep it to yourself. Please share it with others.
Amen.
And whoever God puts on your heart, would you share it with others, this book club, as we go through this? And I really believe that, you know, the Lord knows no distance, no time, no space. He transcends all of it. And as we were feeling his presence, I believe that as you share it, people that lean into it are going to also experience the presence of the Lord, and everything's going to change. So please join us, continue to join us for this book club as we go through Destined to Reign. We went through chapters 5 through 9, and we're about to go through some more as the episodes march forward. So thank you so much for joining us. Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, good to be with you. Lindsay, thank you for sitting next to me.
Of course.
I enjoyed this with all of you. We love you so much. We will see you again real soon, everyone. Woo!
And if you reign, your addictions don't. If you reign, your sins don't. If you reign, death doesn't. If you reign, no power of darkness, amen, can have the victory over your life, because you are reigning.
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.